Welcome to Nightlife, the podcast.
The Mighty Challenge.
Oh, let's play. 1-300-800-222. 1-300-800-222. If you don't know the rules, it's get a question right, move on to the next question. Get a question wrong and you'll let go. And look, no cheating and no brains trust. And if you're a first-time caller, love to see it. There we go. That'll cover us. If you're playing along with the text messages, producer Sienna will do her best to pass them on to me. It really does depend on how busy the phone lines are tonight. But thank you for playing along. I'll try to get to some texts if Sienna can keep up. But, you know, the phones are busy. You keep her very busy on the phones, and we love her. So thank you. 1-300-800-222 is the number to play along. Okay, let's get started with George in Fremantle. Good evening, George. How are things in Frio?
They're very pleasant, James. Very pleasant.
Oh, that's good. Has it been nice there this week?
Yes, it has. Today has been a pretty well perfect spring day. I think it's 23, 24, something like that.
Oh, bit perfect.
Of a sea breeze, but yeah. Quite pleasant. Good golfing weather.
Oh, did you go golfing today?
Yes, I went golfing today.
How did you go?
Not very well at all.
Oh, well. Did you have a nice day at least?
Yes, basically, yes.
Okay, yes. Well, basically. Despite the outcome, basically had a good day.
Yes.
All right, George, I'll give you the topics for tonight. Of course, there's the week that was. There's biology. The horn section, masters and mistresses, and the seven seas.
Let's try the seven seas.
Okay. Question one. In which sea would you find the islands Gotland, Falster, and Bornholm? Bornholm.
A sea.
Which sea?
Could you run past me again, please?
So we've got Gotland, G-O-T-L-A-N-D.
Gotland.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Falster, F-A-L-S-T-E-R. And Bornholm, B-O-R-N-H-O-L-M.
It sounds like it's somewhere around like the North Sea or the Baltic Sea. I don't think it's the Mediterranean, but yeah. Look, I'll say the Baltic.
Yes, it's the Baltic Sea.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well done.
Okay.
Okay. Do you want to stay with the seven seas, George?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I don't ask that one.
Yeah, I know.
That was basically a guess. yeah. Look. Okay. I'll try. Let's try one more.
Okay. Okay. Which elongated embayment of the Mediterranean Sea is located between the Balkans and Anatolia?
It's probably the Adriatic, isn't it?
I wonder if that's the same sea as what's written here. I'm just checking the answer. Here.
Well, you said the Balkans, didn't you? The Balkans?
It is not the Adriatic Sea.
Yeah, okay,
but I wanted to check because, well, I'd tell you, but I can't because it might give it away.
No, does it start with A, does it? Well, I mean, it depends on what part of the Balkans you're talking about. Anyway, no, that's fair enough.
Okay, George, well, look.
Where are you off to next week?
Next week. Oh, I'm off next week because I've got. Well, Suzanne was supposed to be here, but I'm off to Melbourne for a weekend to catch up with friends and family. So.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Okay.
All right. We'll chat to you over the weekend, George.
Okay.
Thank you, George. Bye. George in Fremantle there. Yes, getting to your texts here. Yeah, a couple of you getting it right. Also, if you include your name and your town or suburb too when you text in, 0467 922 702. Okay, but to play, you've got to call 1300 800 222. Tony's in Penshurst. G'day, Tony.
G'day, James. Yes, been a lovely day in Sydney as well. So.
Ah, very good. It was a bit cold this week though.
I don't mind the cold weather. I wear shorts all year round.
Well, you can get away with that in Sydney.
No, it's not too bad. Not in Canberra.
No, not in Canberra. It definitely got a bit cool in Canberra this week. Okay, Tony. So we're on the seven seas for question number two. What elongated embayment of the Mediterranean Sea is located between the Balkans and Anatolia?
Well, if it's not the Adriatic, would it be the Aegean?
Yes, it's the Aegean Sea. Very good. Yes, we got close before, but no. Okay, so do you want to stay with the seven C's, Tony, or do you want to go to another topic? The other ones are masters and mistresses, the horn section, biology, or, of course, the week that was.
I'll go the week that was.
Yeah.
Thanks, James.
Okay, Tony. Which former US vice president died this week at the age of 84?
I think that's Dick Cheney.
Yes, it's Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney.
Let's keep it going there.
Yeah, I think it might be onto something here. Okay, let's cross that. 2, 3. Okay. Which country is hosting the COP30?
Gone off the top of my brain. I'll go somewhere in South America. I'll go. South America. Argentina. I've completely forgotten it. I heard on the news, but I've forgotten it.
Yeah. So what, you're going with Argentina?
Yeah, I know it's wrong.
Yeah, it's not Argentina. Yeah.
Show.
Okay, Tony. Well, look,
another time.
Good to hear you. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, mate.
See ya. 1-300-800-222 to play along for the quiz tonight. Kim is in Madam. G'day, Kim.
Good morning, James. We haven't spoken before, but last night when I was speaking to Phil Clark, he was so kind as to let me put an ad for a forthcoming male voice choir performance I'm in.
Oh, yeah?
And I think I gave the wrong address.
Oh, no. Okay.
I think I did.
Well, do you want to correct the record, Kim?
I would love to correct it if I could. It's a Lobos Little Harmony Club at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Mount Barker. I think I said but St. Paul's, but St. Paul's is in Harndorf.
Ah.
So it's St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Mount Barker. It's coming Sunday, 2:30.
Okay, very good.
I expect a big crowd there.
Yes, well, after giving that shout out.
Well, yes.
I'd imagine so, Kim.
It'll be standing room only.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, Kim, okay, so we're on question number four now. Which country is hosting the COP30? Susie, you've got it. Adrian at Bella Vista, you've got it. Paul in Plainlands, you've got it. Do you have it, Kim?
Well, I don't, but I've got a wild something in the back of my mind saying China.
It's not China either.
Oh, right. Yeah. Wrong again.
Yeah.
Wrong again.
That's
well, thank
okay.
you, James.
Well, look, and all the best for your performance.
Sunday 2:30, yes.
Sunday 2:30.
Very good. Thank
okay.
you. Thank you.
See you, Kim. Kim there. In Manham, 1300 800-222. Yes, Leonie in Orange, you've got it too. And Lynn, the Queenslander, you're absolutely right. Amelia's in Bronte. How are you doing, Amelia?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. Welcome back.
I'm a bit nervous.
Why are you nervous?
Oh, because I'm not sure. Your questions seem really hard, but I'll give it a go.
That's okay. Okay, so the COP30 is happening. It's a meeting of minds, we could call it. But which country is hosting it?
Oh, there's no hinting?
No, I can't give you hints.
Okay, the COP30, I'll say Germany.
It's not Germany, no. What are you up to tonight, Amelia?
I've just made a tea and I'm on the phone to you.
Oh, fabulous. Well, now you can play along with the radio next to you.
Okay, we'll do. Thank you.
Thank you, Amelia. Amelia and Bronte there. 1-300-800-222. 1-300-800-222. If you want to play along, with the lines are open. The lines are open. We'll get to more of your calls in just a moment.
Where do you take the ABC Listen app?
In the car.
In the library.
Shh.
To work.
Take ABC Local Radio with you wherever you go with the ABC Listen app.
On ABC Radio, this is Nightlife with James Finlay.
And we're playing the Mighty Challenge tonight for your Friday, getting through the questions. Rockley, Jeff in Rockley, you've got this right as well. And No Name, you've got it as well. Warwick in Berwick, yes. Cheryl in Townsville, you've got it too. Well, let's see if Bob in Greenacre can get this. G'day, Bob. Welcome back.
Thank you, James.
How's your week been?
Oh, quite good, mate. I'm getting ready for my end of... I'm president of the New South Wales Veteran Boxers Association, and we've got our end of year get-together. We've got 200 people coming so far, so...
Oh, my gosh. It's quite a few. What have you got planned for the get-together?
Well, it's at Reevesby Workers Club, which is a very big and nice club to hold it at. We've got a big room and... it's close to transport, to trains and what.
That's very handy. That's very handy when organising a get-together. Okay, 1-300-800-222 is the number to call to play along with the Mighty Challenge tonight. Okay, Bob, do you know which country is hosting the COP30?
I wish I did.
Oh, no!
No, I'm going to have to guess too, mate. No, I don't think I'm right, but I'm going to say... Britain.
Oh, no, gosh, I thought you were going to say the right answer there. No, it's not Britain. Oh, well, good luck with your event, Bob.
Oh, thanks very much.
Talk to you soon. Bob in Greenacre there. Ron in Ontario, Canada. Yes, you said, James, I'm pretty sure it's in enter country here. Yes, you've got it right too. Annette in Argyle, you've got it right too. I've already been to Bob, but Paul is in Geelong. Paul, what's going on tonight?
Just knocked off work and on my way home.
Oh, fantastic. Is it a long drive or not?
Half an hour or so.
Oh, gosh, that is quite a drive. Well, let's see if we can make that drive feel a little shorter by getting some questions right. We're stumping people with this one. Which country is hosting the COP30?
I'm pretty sure it's in Brazil.
Oh, thank goodness. Yes, it's in Brazil. Well done. Yep, good memory. Okay, that's question four done. Question number five. Do you want to stay with the week that was or move on to another one?
What else have we got?
We've got biology, the horn section, masters and mistresses, and the seven seas.
Stay where we are.
Yeah, okay. Just a note too, all the lines are open. So producer Sienna is waiting for your call.
Oh,
1-300-800-222. 1-300-800-222. Okay. Zoran Mamdani has just been elected the mayor of which city?
Ramadani.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds Indian. So, okay. Oh, you want a city, not a country.
Yeah.
I'm going to change my mind. I'm going to go to Nepal.
It's not Nepal, Paul.
No worries.
Okay. All right, Paul. All the best on your trip.
See ya.
See ya. Paul in Geelong there. He's kind of onto something, though, because I believe his mom is Indian. I wonder if his dad's Indian as well. Both his parents Indian? Saran Mamdani? Yes, not Nepal, though. 1-300-800-222. 1-300-800-222 to play along with the Mighty Challenge tonight. Let's go to Katoomba, where Tim is. G'day, Tim.
Hello.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. I'm good, thanks. How have you been going with the questions so far?
So-so.
Okay. Well, let's see if you know this one. Zoran Mamdani has just been elected the mayor of which city?
That would be New York.
Yes, New York City. Big news this week. Okay, so do you want to stay with the week that was, Tim, or do you want to move to another topic?
What were the other ones?
We've got biology, the horn section, masters and mistresses, and the seven seas.
What about the horn section?
Oh, yeah, we can do the horn section. Okay, first question on the horn section. The horned puffin is native to which ocean?
I thought it was going to be about music.
Well, there's a range of horns.
Yeah. Horned puffin. All right. Native to which ocean?
Yeah, which ocean?
Puffins. Where do they live? I'm going to say the Indian Ocean.
Oh, it's not the Indian Ocean.
Right.
Yeah. What do you got planned for the rest of your weekend? I guess it's only Friday night or Saturday morning, so got much planned for the weekend, Tim?
I got to start work tomorrow, actually. I've just had my weekend, so...
Very good. Well, that's all right. I know what it's like to work on the weekend, Tim. Have a good one.
All right, cheers. Bye.
Tim and Katoomba there, 1-300-800-222 is the number to play. Olive is in Swan Hill and a first-time caller. G'day, Olive.
Hi.
Hi. Gosh, and how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. I'm just coming home from school camp.
Oh, right. Okay. And what's your age?
I'm 14.
14. Okay. So getting home from, where did you go for your school camp?
I went to Melbourne.
Oh, wow. How long were you there for?
2 nights.
Okay, and what was the highlight? What did you see?
I did a lot of things. I did rock climbing, ice skating, shopping.
Oh my gosh, so much.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm glad that you had a good, it sounds like you had a very good time. So let's see how you go with this. The horned puffin is native to which ocean, Olive?
I'm going to say the Atlantic Ocean.
Atlantic Ocean. It's not the Atlantic Ocean, unfortunately. But good try, good try. And thanks for being a first-time caller. It means that you can, you know, you've got more confidence to call again next time, Olive.
Okay, see ya.
See ya, Olive. Bye. A bit late for Olive to be awake, but anyway, it's what happens when you get back from school camp. 1-300-800-222. Albert is in Townsville. G'day, Albert. How are things?
Yeah, good, thanks, mate. Nice. I normally only bring once a week, but I rang on New Brazil and New York, so I decided to ring twice this week.
That's okay. You've, I'm glad that you've managed to, you know, go outside the box this week and push your own boundaries. Okay, so where are we? We're in the horn section, Albert. The horned puffin is native to which ocean?
The horned puffin?
Mm-hmm.
What's that, a fish or something?
I believe a puffin.
Don't answer questions.
I believe it's a bird.
Oh. I'll just say the Pacific.
Yes, it is the Pacific Ocean.
Wow, that was a fluke.
Yeah, that's okay. We're off and running. Okay, so do you want to stay on the horn section or we can go to the week that was, biology, masters and mistresses, or the seven seas?
I might try the week that was. I knew a few of them, so they might be nearly finished.
There's two left. Which horse won the 2025 Melbourne Cup this week?
You've got a half share, and I believe it's half yours.
Yes, it is half mine. Yes, half yours is the answer. Very good, Albert. Okay, so do you want to stay with the week that was? There's one question left.
Yeah, we'll see if we can.
Okay, well, let's
see if we can get the last one.
All right. Which star of Wicked has been named People Magazine's sexiest man alive?
Wow, I didn't hear this one.
Yes, may have been out of your news this week. Certainly all over my for my news.
Which star of Wicked, what's Wicked? Is that Wicked's a magazine or something?
No, Wicked's it's a movie that came out based on the musical Wicked.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I don't go much for movies these days. Who could we?
Yeah.
So I couldn't hazard a guess. Thanks, mate. I think I'll leave it to someone else. Anyway, I've got two. That's the best I've done for quite some time.
Oh, very good, Albert. Well, it's worth you calling up the second time this week then.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
All right, chat to you soon. Bye. Albert in Townsville there. 1-300-800-222 to give us a bell. Let's go to another first-time player, James in Perth. Good evening, James. How are things in Perth?
Oh, hi. Yeah, going well.
Thanks for being a first-time caller.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so are you into movies or musicals, James?
I am. Okay. I know Wicked, but I can't say I know the person that you're asking for.
Oh, okay. Which star of Wicked, the movie musical, came out, I guess a year ago, has been named People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive?
Okay. I'm going to guess Timothée Chalamet.
Oh, it's not Timothée Chalamet. Okay. He was not in Wicked. But anyway, how things? What are you up to this weekend, James, before you go?
My parents are visiting, and it's my two-year-old son's second birthday tomorrow.
Oh, that's cute. So you're having a little family thing together?
Yeah, they're visiting from Queensland, so I'm off to the airport to pick them up now.
Oh, fantastic. All right, well, look, have a fun time over the weekend with the family, and happy birthday to your two-year-old son.
Great. Thanks very much.
Thanks, James. James in Perth there. Gosh, we're a little bit hard questions for you tonight, eh? Dave's in St. Arnold. G'day, Dave.
Hey.
Hi, Dave. How you doing?
Hi. Yeah, not bad. How are you? Yeah. Sorry, you said Arnold there for a sec.
No, you're in St. Arnold, right?
St. Arnold.
Oh, St. Arnold, right.
Yeah, but no, I'm not actually there at the moment. I'm at work at the moment.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, no one will know. No one will know.
Absolutely not.
It's between you and me, Dave.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're still on this. The last question in the week that was, which star of Wicked has been named People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive?
It's Jonathan Bailey.
Yes, it's Jonathan Bailey. I can't disagree with that, I think.
Oh, well, no, I don't think you can.
Yeah. Have you seen the movie?
I haven't. My daughter's right into it, though.
So. Oh, right. Well, I think the new one comes out next week. The second part. Yep.
Ooh.
So you'll be hearing all about it. No doubt.
I'm sure I will. Yeah. She's writing all the dancing and musicals and anything creative and artistic. So yeah, it's good.
Okay, so that's the week that was done. We've got biology, the horn section, masters and mistresses, and the seven seas.
I've got to admit, the horn section sounds like a bit of fun.
Okay. All right, the horn section. Camptown Races is the signature tune of which Warner Brothers cartoon character?
Foghorn Leghorn.
Yes, it's Foghorn Leghorn. Very good. Do you want to stay on the horn section?
Yeah, I've got to.
Okay. Question number 9, we're up to, I believe. Which Lieutenant Colonel made his last stand at the Battle of Big Horn?
General. Oh, hang on. A little. I was going to say Custer, but I don't know whether he's. I think I got the wrong rank, but yeah, I'll say Custer.
It is Custer, George Custer. Oh.
There you go. Well, I always thought he was General Custer. What rank did you say he was?
Lieutenant Colonel.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Oh, I'm obviously wrong. You guys are right.
Well, producer Sienna did check all the questions.
James, I'm not. Don't get me wrong. I'm not arguing.
But hey, you got the Custer. That's all I needed.
For all these years, I've been wrong. Oh goodness. Yeah.
Okay. So, stay with the horn section?
Yes, please.
Okay, Dave. Which mythical object has a name meaning horn of plenty in Latin? Which mythical object has the name meaning horn of plenty in Latin?
Horn of plenty in Latin? I don't know. I might have to leave this to someone else.
Okay. Hope work is going okay for you tonight, Dave.
Yeah, look, another few more eight or so hours and, yeah, all be done.
Oh, so. Very good. An eight or so, just getting started by the sounds.
Oh, no, it's been going for a few hours already,
All right, well, hang in there, Dave, and talk to you soon.
Thank you very much. See you then.
Thanks, Dave. Dave and St. Arnold there. 1-300-800-222 is the number to call. You're on Nightlife on ABC Radio. I'm James Findlay. We're playing the Friday Mighty Challenge. Brenda's in Cambridge, Tasmania. Hello, Brenda.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good.
That's good. Okay. How are we with this question? Are you feeling it?
Not good.
Okay. Which mythical object has a name meaning horn of plenty in Latin?
Got no idea.
Oh, dear. Yeah, it's a toughie, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You have to pass it on to someone else that knows.
Okay, Brenda. What are you up to this weekend?
Not much. Going grocery shopping tomorrow, but apart from that, not a great deal.
Okay. Well, look, you enjoy the weekend and, look, stay warm because I think it might be a bit cool over the weekend in Tassie, yeah?
I mean,
a bit cool over the weekend, yeah?
Yes, but it's a sign tomorrow. It's supposed to get to 27. So.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
I heard the other day it was supposed to only get to 14, yet tonight when I heard a while ago, they said it's 27, so I don't know what's going on.
They're keeping you on your toes. That's what's going on, Brenda.
Yeah, it's going up and down like a yo-yo, the weather.
Oh, Brenda. All right, well, good to chat. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Brenda there in Cambridge, Tassie. Another first-time player tonight. Love to see it. Pat in Wandowie. G'day, Pat.
Hello.
How you doing? Where are you off to?
Oh, we're actually heading home to Wandowie now. We've just been out for dinner.
Oh, good, good, good. And how was dinner?
It was beautiful.
Oh, what did you have?
I had some terrine. And my husband had a steak tartare.
Oh, fancy. Love it.
It was delicious.
Okay, Pat, how are we with Latin?
We're not great with Latin.
Okay. Which mythical object has a name meaning horn of plenty in Latin?
I'm even trying to rack my brains for a mythical object and I can't come up with one.
Fair.
So, I really don't know.
Okay.
I'm going to have to bomb
out. Oh, Pat. All right. Well, look, thanks for playing. Love to see a first-time player. So, you know, thanks for being part of the fam.
No problem.
Thanks, Pat. See you. Oh, gosh. Let's go to Chloe, who's on her way to Melbourne. What's happening in Melbourne this weekend, Chloe? Chloe?
Hi.
Oh, hi, sorry. Chloe. That's all right. We got you now.
Yes, hello.
What's happening in Melbourne?
I'm on my way there now. I have a wedding tomorrow, or this morning.
Who's getting married?
My auntie.
Oh, that's going to be nice.
Yes, I just completed my HSC.
Oh, my gosh. Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you.
Oh, gosh. That must be good to feel good to have that out of the way.
Yes.
Oh, great. Okay, well, look, were you studying Latin by any chance as one of your subjects?
No.
Oh, dear. Okay, which mythical object has a name meaning horn of plenty in Latin?
The cornucopia?
It is the cornucopia.
It is.
Yes, it is.
Oh.
So well done, Chloe. Okay, now, do you want to stay with the horn section or you do want to move to another subject?
Probably move.
Okay, we've got biology, masters and mistresses, and the seven C's.
Biology, please.
Okay, biology. Where in the human body is the rotator cuff group of muscles located?
Shoulder?
Yes, it's the shoulder.
I studied biology this year.
Very good. Well, this is a good coincidence there. All right, well, let's see how well you go here. Okay, so this is question 11. Name two of the four letters used to represent the nucleotide molecules to DNA.
Wait, can you say that question again?
Yep. It sounds like that you might have an idea. Name two of the four letters used to represent the nucleotide molecules in DNA. Does that ring a bell from your studies?
It does.
Okay. So I just need two of the four letters.
T?
T is one of them, yes. For thymine.
T...
Need one more. Come on, Chloe.
C
is one of them, but no help from the passenger, please.
No, shut up.
Okay, he's
not. He doesn't know biology.
He doesn't know.
No idea.
Oh, well, Chloe, you're doing very well here. So, okay, next question. Do you want to stay with biology?
Yes, I wouldn't know.
It sounds like you're lucky you studied for your HSC. Okay. Yeah. Associated with eating cold things too quickly, I practiced this and it was totally fine before. Sphenopalatine is the medical term for which pain associated with eating cold things too quickly? Sphenopalatine ganglioneuralgia. The medical term for which pain?
Like a brain freeze?
Yes, it's brain freeze. Well done. Given my butchering of the word, but anyway, the words, there we go. Okay, so that's 11. We're up to question number 12 now. Which human organs are protected by the pleura?
I don't think I know that one.
You might have. You're going to pass it on?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, Chloe, it looks like your studying of the biology and your HSC went very well. You have a good time at your aunt's wedding this weekend, Chloe.
Thank you, and you have a good night.
Thank you, Chloe. You too. Chloe there on the way to Melbourne. Did quite well there, didn't she? 1-300-800-222 is the number to call. Now, Jen's in Camperdown. G'day, Jen.
Hello, how are you going?
Good, how are you?
I'm good.
That's good. First time player.
Yep.
Fantastic. Love to see it. What have you been doing tonight?
I went out to get dinner with some friends.
Yeah.
And then I danced on the dance floor, so pretty good night.
That does not sound like a good night. Now you're hanging by the ABC radio.
Yep.
Okay, Jen, so which human organs are protected by the pleura?
Pleura.
P-L-E-U-R-A.
Wait, can I take a guess?
Of course, yeah.
The lungs?
It is the lungs. Well done. Okay, there's one question left in biology, Jen, or we can go to the horn section, masters and mistresses, or the seven C's.
I'll go for masters and mistresses, whatever
that means. All right. In the human body, which gland is known as the master gland?
The brain?
It's not the brain. But I think that's a fair guess. That's a fair guess, Jen. Look, you have a good weekend, Jen, and thanks for being a first-time player.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Jen and Camper down there, 1-300-800-222. We're playing the Mighty Challenge. We'll get to more of your calls in just a moment.
The Ashes. And the cricket on. Rushes in and bowls a yorker and bowls him.
ABC Sports Summer of Cricket on your radio and on the ABC Listen app. You're listening to Nightlife with James Findlay on ABC Radio.
And we're up to question number 15. Sorry, I'm very bad at counting. We're up to question number 15 for the Mighty Quiz. Oh, my gosh, Mighty Challenge. I forgot to tell you, I'd still have some Gardening Australia magazines and diaries or calendars left. So the winner will take one of those home tonight, as well as the magnet, of course. Okay. Oh, my gosh. Let's go to WA, to Karratha, where Sandy is, and another first-time player. G'day, Sandy.
Hey, James. How are you?
Good. How are you tonight?
Yeah, really well.
Very good. Very good. Well, thanks for being a first-time caller. Love to see it.
Yeah.
How are you with biology? Because even though we're in Masters and Mistresses, this is a biology question.
Well, I did do biology in high school.
Okay.
About, 40 years ago.
not this week, like our last caller?
No.
Okay. Well, this is the question. In the human body, which gland is known as the master gland?
Would it be the pituitary gland?
Yes, it is the pituitary gland.
Whoa.
Yeah, well done. Okay, that one's crossed off. Let's go to question 16. Do you want to stay with masters and mistresses, Sandy, or move?
Are they the only two?
No, we've got masters and mistresses. That's one topic. Or the seven C's or... Oh, yeah, there's one question left in biology and another left in the horn section.
No, not a horn. Let's go biology.
Okay. Arterioles are a link between arteries and which tiny blood vessels?
Arterioles?
Yeah.
Arteries, do you mean?
No, arterioles.
I've never heard of that.
They're a link between arteries. Yeah, no, they're a link, but these are a link between arteries and which tiny blood vessels?
Arteries and no clues?
No clues. But I reckon you might be able to work it out if you think about it. But you can't think for too long.
Arteries and...
Tiny blood vessels, Sandy.
Oh, no. One goes into the heart, one comes out. I'm going to leave it.
Okay. Well, Sandy, have a good weekend.
No, a really quiet one.
Yeah.
Our son's been on night shift all week, so alarms are off and we're sleeping.
Oh, fantastic. Well, enjoy your sleep in tomorrow, Sandy. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, hope so. Thank you,
Jim. Thank you, Sandy. Sandy there, first time player too. Love to see it. 1-300-800-222 is the number to play. You're on ABC Radio. I'm James Finlay. This is Nightlife, the Mighty Challenge tonight. Dan's in Melbourne. G'day, Dan.
Hi, James. How are you going?
Good. How's your night?
Pretty quiet, mate. Yeah.
Okay. Quiet. Well, how have you been going with these questions?
I've got a few of them, but not all of them, I must admit.
Okay. Well, here we go with biology we're on. Arterioles are the link between arteries and which tiny blood vessels?
I would say capillaries.
Yes, it's capillaries. Yep. I reckon Sandy's kicking herself now. But you've got it right. That's it in biology now. Biology's done. We've got a question in the horn section. Then we've got some in Masters and Mistresses and the Seven Seas.
So horn section was difficult. Let's go to the Seven Seas.
Okay, the Seven Seas. The three countries have a coastline on both the Mediterranean Sea and the Atlantic Ocean. France, Spain, and which other country?
Mediterranean and Atlantic. France, Spain, and which other country?
Mm-hmm. Three countries have a coastline on both the Mediterranean Sea and the Atlantic Ocean. France, Spain, and which other country?
Well, I guess if you consider Gibraltar, it would be Britain, but...
Oh, that is a fair point. But
that's probably not the answer that you're looking for.
Is that your answer?
Yep, I'll stick with it.
Okay, that is not the answer we're looking for.
Okay, thanks, James.
Thanks, Dan. Have a good one.
Take care, bye.
You too, Dan in Melbourne. There, Sam's in Harvey, WA. Hey, Sam, how things?
Good morning, James, is it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, how are you?
Good, Sam. What's going on?
Good, Sam. Oh, nothing much. Also, I don't know all the questions so far, and you're only one of them.
Oh, no, Sam.
The Melbourne Cup.
yeah, half yours.
Jamie Mellon was the jockey.
Yep.
And the number of the horse was number 14.
So you had all that ready to go.
Yeah, oh well.
okay, well, look, Adrian in Bella Vista's got this and Stella in Bayswater's got this question as well. Three countries have a coastline on both the Mediterranean Sea and the Atlantic Ocean. France, Spain, and which country? Which other country?
Crossing up between two, Italy or Portugal. I'll say the country I was born in, Italy.
Oh, it's not Italy.
Oh, okay. Thanks, That's James.
No worries. Thanks, Sam. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you.
Joan of Allura, you've got this. Yes, you've said the answer with a question mark. No, I can confirm that. Paul in Plainlands, you've got it too. Carlin's in Warrnambool. G'day, Carlin.
Hello.
How are you this morning?
I'm fine, thanks. That's fine, good. Thanks. How are you?
I'm good, I'm good. How are things in Warrnambool?
I don't know the answer to this one.
You do?
I don't.
Oh, no, Carlin.
I thought it was Italy, but it's not.
No, it's not. So you have to throw another...
And Spain. It could be Portugal. I don't think it is, though. I don't think it's got a Mediterranean. No, it's not.
Well, I'm not what sure. else is around there?
What else is around there? Goodness, I don't know. Where could it be? Can't think.
Oh, Carlin, no. What are you going to do?
Look, I'm going to pass.
Okay, Carlin. All right. Well, have a good weekend.
You too.
Thank you, Carlin. Carlin in Warrnambool there. 1-300-800-222. In Barrack Heights. Michael is. Hello, Michael.
Hey, James. How are you?
Good. How's your geography of this region?
Didn't go very good at geography. However, I was going over some geographical stuff in regards to my daughter's learnings in the last couple of years because her geography is terrible. So I basically, you know, went around Australia and then over to the Americas and then over to Europe. So I'm trying to picture in regards to the Mediterranean Sea. And like the other guy before, I'm weighing up between two countries.
Okay.
One of them starts with A and the other one starts with M.
Uh-huh.
Because the Rock of Gibraltar, I think, is in the top of it, but there's a country underneath it. And I think it might be Morocco.
Yes, it's Morocco.
Oh, thank God.
Yep, it's Morocco.
It was between that and Algeria.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so fair enough.
I don't think Algeria is either fully Atlantic or fully Mediterranean. I can't remember.
Ah, right. Yes, Sue on the Eyre Peninsula, you've got it too. And Melissa in Templestowe, yep, you got it as well. All right, so that's the Seven Seas. Yeah, okay. We've got a couple of questions left in the Seven Seas. Then we've got Masters and Mistresses and one question left in the Horn section.
I'll go Masters and Mistresses, please.
Okay. In which state is the US Masters held?
In which US state?
In which state is the US Masters held?
I think it's in Florida.
Oh, no, it's not.
It's not in Florida. It must have been the other one.
Yep. That's all right. Well, look, your 50-50 thought for the other question got you through, so.
Yeah, just to show I'm actually better at geography than golf.
That's all right, yeah. All right, Michael, have a good one.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Michael. Michael in Barrack Heights there. Barbara's in Falconbridge. Welcome back, Barbara.
Hi, James.
How are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you. How are you?
Yes, I'm well. Well, nice to be back here. Okay. Golf, George. Golf, Barbara. In which... gosh.
I could change my name. That was my grandfather's name, George.
In which state is the US Masters held, Barbara?
I don't really know, and I'll have a guess. I was tossing up between New York and California.
Okay. Big, yep, big populations.
Both of them are, aren't they?
What are you going to do?
Oh, I'll get New York.
It's not New York, Barbara.
Well, I hope it's not California.
I can't say. What do you got planned for the weekend?
Oh, just like last weekend, to relax.
Well, that sounds like a great plan, Barbara.
Thank you.
Or maybe talk to you over the weekend. Well,
thank you for doing a good job on the quiz.
Oh, thank you, Barbara. That's very kind. Thank you so much.
Bye.
I'll talk to you soon. Barbara in Falconbridge there, a few minutes away from the news. Let's go to Adelaide where Phil is. Oh, yep, Martin in Chermside, you've got this right. G'day, Phil in Adelaide. How you doing?
Hello.
Hello. How are you at golf?
Not very good.
Okay. Well, let's see how you go with this. In which state is the US Masters held, George? Phil.
I'm going to say Carolina, being cheeky that there's two.
It's look, I will be generous and say it's neither North or South Carolina.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. Good night.
You. You too, Phil. Melissa in Templestowe. Yes. Jim in Campbelltown. Yes. Yeah, I know. And Martin in Chermside. Yep, you've got it too. Okay. Beatrice in Perth. Hello, Beatrice.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you, Beatrice?
I'm good, thank you. Good. I'm very excited for this topic because I am actually learning golf recently.
Really? And how are you going with it?
Yes. Very well, actually. I'm very passionate about it.
Oh, good, good. And are you any good?
Well, everyone compliments me on it, so okay, I'll take that as a yes.
Yes. It sounds like you're on the right path then, Beatrice. Absolutely. Okay, so in which state is the US Masters held?
Let me think.
Oh, come on, Beatrice.
Is it Afghanistan?
No, it's not Afghanistan, no. But thank you for the call, Beatrice. Have a good one.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm absolutely sure. Absolutely sure. Ross in Scoresbury. Yep, you've got it. Susie, you've got it as well. Anne-Marie in Dandenong. Yes, you're right as well. Okay, a couple of minutes away from the news. Michael is in Inglewood. We'll stay in WA. G'day, Michael. Can you help us out here?
Oh, seeing as you almost gave the answer away twice. And it's definitely not Afghanistan, but Georgia.
Yeah, it's Georgia. I was so worried that someone was going to pick it up. I
can't believe so many people missed it.
I mean, oh gosh, I was so embarrassed, but that's okay.
My name's not George.
And you're not? It's not either. And then, anyway. Okay. So, yeah, it's Georgia. So that crosses that off. Question 17. Okay, we've got a minute to go until the news, so let's see if you can answer this. Are we going to stay with Masters and Mistresses or move to the Seven Seas? Or there's one question left for the horn section.
I'll go Seven Seas.
Okay. Which sea is located between mainland China and the Korean Peninsula?
Yeah, I think I know that one. And just quickly, for that guy who was asking me to Colonel Custard, Custer.
Oh, yeah.
Custard.
yeah, Custer.
He was a general, but he was demoted. I think it was something he did in the Civil War. They got him demoted to back down to Colonel, which is what he was when he died.
Okay. Oh, he'll love that. He'll love that you had that. Oh, look, we've got 15 seconds.
Yellow Sea.
Yeah, it is the Yellow Sea. Fantastic. All right, Michael, put you back on hold and we'll come to you after the news. Here on Nightlife on ABC Radio. I'm James Finlay. And after the news, we'll continue the Mighty Challenge for your Friday night, Saturday morning.
This is Nightlife with James Finlay
on ABC Radio.
Only 5 questions left for the Mighty Challenge tonight. Special shout out to you, Bomber in Dalby, in Perth, who's there for the 65th Junior Recruit Reunion, HMAS Lewin, is that right? Thank you for your text, and yes, you got the golf question right as well. We'll get the latest in American politics very soon, as soon as we finish the challenge for tonight. Let's pick up where we left off, rather. With Michael in Inglewood, WA, the lines are pretty much full, but look, if you'd like to join the queue anyway, 1-300-800-222, you'll win the magnet and some Gardening Australia merch as well. Okay, Michael, do you want to stay on the Seven Seas or move to Masters and Mistresses or the last question in the horn section?
No, I'll stay on Seven Seas for the moment.
Okay, this is the last question in the Seven Seas.
Mm-hmm.
Which sea is named after the indigenous people of the Lesser Antilles?
Oh, the Lesser Antilles, I believe, is in the Caribbean Sea, and I think they're called Caribs, which is why it's called Caribbean Sea. So I'll say Caribbean Sea.
And it's the Caribbean Sea, absolutely. Okay, question 22. 1, 2, 3, 4, yep. Masters and Mistresses or the horn section?
I'll go horn section. I'll knock that off.
All right.
Somebody, if it's not me.
All right, we'll see how you go. Which horned sign of the zodiac runs from 20th of April to the 20th of May?
April to May. Oh, there's Aries the Ram. That has a horn.
Oh, that's true.
Who else is there? That's Aries is the start. What were the dates again?
The 20th of April to the 20th of May.
So February to March is Pisces, because that's me. what comes after that? And then Aries comes after. What comes after Aries? It wouldn't be Capricorn, because which one's the goat? I'll go for Capricorn. I'm not sure.
It's not Capricorn, Michael.
Yeah, okay.
There's another right, horned cool. one. Thanks, Michael. Have a good one. Michael in Inglewood there. Let's go to Onslow, where Steve is. Hello, Steve.
Hi, mate. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Sensational. My phone's doing all sorts of weird things, so I'm just hoping it's not making silly noises for you.
No, sounding pretty fine to me, Steve. All right. How are you with your zodiac signs? Which horned sign is the zodiac of the zodiac runs from the 20th of April to the 20th of May? It's not Capricorn.
Oh, I don't think I've got a hope in hell here, to be fair.
Oh, dear.
That's all right. I thought Phil might be on tonight because he wanted an update on my goldfish, but the goldfish died. That was really sad.
Oh, no, I'm sorry to hear that, Steve.
It was a little goldfish that, his swim bladder died. I'm a vet, and we had his little cork on him so he could, balance a little bit higher. He lived another 2 years, but after Phil was talking about it, I double-checked on him, but, he went another 2 years.
Oh, well, look, Phil's back on Monday.
That's not helpful. I don't know, horned.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure it's not going to be Pisces, because that's a fish, so... I'm terrible at this. Pisces is a fish, but I'll go with that.
Okay. It's not Pisces either.
I didn't think so.
All right. Thanks, Steve. all the best.
You have a lovely evening.
Thanks, Steve. You too. Stephen Onslow there. Deb on the Gold Coast. Yep. You've got it right. Anita from Garen. You've got it. Jackie. Say Taurus, oh, great. okay. Great. I'm glad we did that. I just said the answer, but we have dumped that because I read out the text with the right answer. So now, thank goodness, that's why we have a 10-second delay. All right, let's go to, Jackie, yep, you've got it right. As well, and Lynn the Queenslander, you've got it right as well. Let's go to Trevor in Melbourne. G'day, Trevor.
Good evening, James.
Will you help us out here?
I certainly would. The other guy gave it away.
Kinda. Which horned sign of the zodiac runs from 20th of April to the 20th of May?
That'd be Aries, my friend.
No, it's not. No, it's not that one. The previous caller, who I think it was Michael, thought it might be that. But no, it's not. It's not that. So Trevor, look, got to move on because we've got to get to the next guest soon. But thanks for the call.
Thanks, mate.
Steiner, you've got it right. Brian in Newcastle, you got it right too. Greg in Margaret River. Can you help us out?
I think so, yeah.
Which what's the zodiac sign we're after?
Would it be Taurus?
Yes, it is Taurus. Very good. Okay. We've got three questions left. Which quiz show was developed from its creator's experience of being interrogated by the Gestapo during World War II? We're in Masters and Mistresses is the topic.
Right. Can you give me that question again?
Yep. Which quiz show was developed from its creator's experience of being interrogated by the Gestapo during World War II? A game show.
Pick a box.
It's not pick a box.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Greg.
Thank you.
Ray is in Yurunga. G'day, Ray. Hi. How are you doing this morning?
Yeah, good, James.
That's good.
Yep. It's Mastermind.
Yes, it's Mastermind. Very good. Okay, two questions left, Ray. According to the title of a 2019 Angelina Jolie film, we're in Masters and Mistresses. Is that what you're going to ask? Yeah, there are only two questions left, and they're both in Masters and Mistresses.
Okay, fine. Yep,
yeah, sorry, nice. Mate.
All right.
You just got what's left. According to the title of a 2019 Angelina Jolie film, which Disney villain is the mistress of evil?
I'm thinking of 101 Dalmatians or something, but I've got no idea.
Yeah, Cruella de Vil, right?
Yeah.
No, not her. Played by Glenn Close was Angelina.
I had Aries too.
Had Aries too. No, it wasn't that.
Yeah, you gave it away, but
not to the listeners on the radio.
Yeah, well, I heard it.
Oh, you did, but not the listening on the radio. We dumped it.
I see. Yeah. Well, I had it because it's the all the great constellations.
Oh yeah.
Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer.
Yeah. All right, we better go because it's 4:15. But good to talk, Ray. We'll talk to you again soon.
Right.
Thanks, Ray. Okay. Tim's in Ballarat, another first-time player. Welcome, Tim.
Hey, James, how you going?
Good. Thanks for playing for the first time. Great to have you here.
Nice to be here.
Okay, according to the title of a 2019 Angelina Jolie film, which Disney villain is the mistress of evil?
Oh, I haven't seen it, but is it Maleficent?
Yeah, I'll take that. Maleficent, yeah, that's what it is, yeah.
Maleficent?
Yep, that's it.
I remember the movie poster for it. Yeah,
right, cool. Yeah, yep, it was a dark movie poster, and I think she had horns and whatever. Okay, which brings us to...
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either. This does bring us to the last question.
Oh, my God.
For the Mighty Challenge. Let's see if you can take the win tonight for your first time. Which English playwright created the character of Mistress Nell Quickly?
Ooh, which English playwright created the character? What was the character's name?
Mistress Nell Quickly.
Oh, would it be Hammerstein?
No, it's not Hammerstein.
Very good.
Okay, thanks, Tim. Have a good night.
Thanks, James. You too, mate. Take care. Bye.
Thank you, Tim and Ballarat. We're at the last question. David in Brisbane.
Hey, Jim. How you going, mate?
Good. Will you win? Which English playwright created the character Mistress Nell Quickly?
I don't know, man. I have to say the only one I can think of is Oscar Wilde.
Oh, it's not Oscar Wilde either.
All right.
Yeah,
I got a bit of brain fog. Thanks, Jim.
That's okay. That's okay, David. We've got to keep moving because of the time. Matthew's in Adelaide. Matthew.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Welcome.
You're on fire tonight, James.
Oh, thank you. Oh, dear. Okay. Which English playwright created a character of Mistress Nell Quickly?
As a guess, I'll throw out Shakespeare.
Yes! Yeah, well done. Right at the last question there. Got through. Yep, it's William Shakespeare. Absolutely. What do you got planned for the weekend, Matthew?
Work, work, and more work, I reckon.
Oh, I know the feeling.
Yes, it's terrible, isn't it?
You know, girls got to eat, you know? You got to pay the bills.
That's right.
All right, Matthew, I'll put you on hold. You're going to win that magnet, and you'll also get some Gardening Australia merch as well.
Good on you. Thanks, James.
All right, thanks, Matthew. Talk to you next time. Matthew there in Adelaide, winning the quiz for tonight, the Mighty Challenge. Thanks for playing. 1-300-800-222 is the number to, look, save in your phone, I guess, for next time you want to play.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.